With sugar and spice and a roll of the dice, you're listening to The Dice Girls.
What are you playing currently? What's your go-to
Powell
game?
World.
Powell World.
Oh, yeah.
Have you gotten guns yet?
Yes. Yes. Everyone says it's Pokemon with guns, and like, okay, sure, but it's not. It is, but it's not.
Right.
And I say that as like a lifelong Pokemon fan. So, but I'm all over it. So like, I don't know. What can I say about Powell World that hasn't already been said, really? I love it, and it's great, and I hope that it inspires the Pokemon Company and Nintendo. That is all.
Can you kind of explain just like a summary of what the game is like?
So the game, like I said, everyone has been calling it Pokemon with guns. The foundation of the game is like a survival crafting base building. No, it's a base building factory game with Pokemon. So like,
okay,
the Pokemon are the pals. The pals are a major feature, but as far as like the main gameplay loop goes, they're not like the main focus, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You have to focus more on building your base and stuff to I mean, like, you're still going out and like catching pals. I had to very carefully call them pals.
Right.
You're still going out and catching pals all the time. And that's like the main form of leveling up and stuff, but you build up your base, and you start adding more and more automation for the pals to do. So like, you'll start out with a little ranch, and you can catch a little lamb and a little chicken, and you put them on your ranch, and they drop eggs and wool for you. Mm-hmm. And then you can go on to use those eggs to make omelets and use the wool to make clothes or whatever. And then it progresses to the point where you have factory assembly lines, so that
wow.
your pals are making pal spheres for you to catch more pals with. And then like their uniqueness is really cool too. There are, you can ride different ones, you know, there's flying ones, and each one kind of works a little differently too. So like, you know, you have a bunch of different flying ones to choose from, but some of them are faster, some of them have different skills. Some of them are just too big and bulky to fit through a door anywhere, so you don't use them. You know, normal stuff. So, and then there are guns. there are also guns. So, anyways, this isn't a Powell World podcast. I'm gonna be talking about this all day.
Right. So. Well, I think a lot of people who may not have heard of it might be checking it out because of you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, it's probably a good time to check it out if you are okay with early access games.
Right.
It's an early access game, and also understand, I have like a, I don't know, love-hate relationship with early access games. Mm-hmm. I'm sure anybody else who has looked into early access games like on Steam and stuff might understand where I'm coming from, where some games are just early access forever and they use it as an excuse to not really ever finish their game.
Mm-hmm.
So and I think the people who made Powell World have one other game, and it's still in early access and it's still being updated and everything, and I don't know how long it's been out, you know, but like, just bear in mind it's not a fully complete game. It has bugs. But you can get it for a lower price right now.
Nice.
So it's cool. I like it. I think I got my money's worth also.
Nice.
If that means anything.
Right.
So
I think that's probably like the most important part of it, is if you feel satisfied with how much money you paid for it.
Like, I haven't even hit max level yet. So like, I've gotten, especially if you're somebody who's like hours to dollars type of, you know, like if a game is $60, then I need to be able to put 60 hours in right. or whatever. Oh, right, okay. If you're that kind of person, I got my money's worth. <Okay. laughs> Both in like active play time and like AFK leaving the game running right. time.
And Becca, are you playing? Do you play games night? What do you got going on?
So recently, for a long time, the main game that I've been playing is Fortnite. Just because.
Still, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
It's so fun. My housemate also plays Fortnite, and so we'll split screen. And so we just do duos. Like, if we're home together at the same time and neither of us have something going on, one of us will look to the other one and be like, want to play Fortnite? Yep. The answer is always yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And then we're playing with, like, her sister will call on the phone and be at her house on hers playing as well, because we don't have headsets or anything. Right. We just do the speaker on the phone and just playing Fortnite. Like, they keep the updates, like, consistent and fresh enough that it always feels like it's changing. Like, every so often the map will change, or, like, they have a battle pass, which is where you, like, you use your experience points to be able to buy rewards, basically, different skins and different characters that you can play as and stuff like that. And so that keeps it really fresh because you're always working towards a goal of something.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's just a lot of fun. So, like, my immediate group is really playing Fortnite. And so that's what I've been playing
as well. That is so cool. Do you still fly in on a bus?
Yeah,
the bus.
It's a lot of fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. They've been making a lot of really cool expansions lately, too, where, like, they just recently added like 3 whole new game modes to Fortnite. Mm-hmm. So their main thing for a long time was the Battle Royale.
Right.
And now they've added, like, there's a kind of a Guitar Hero-esque mode where you can do the different notes, and they have a Rocket League mode, like a racing game, basically.
Right.
And then they have Lego Fortnite, which is really fun.
Right, I saw that.
It's so fun. It's like Fortnite mixed with Lego mixed with Minecraft. And it's kind of, it sounds similar a little to Pal World. It's about building your base and like exploring the different types of land around you and gathering resources and building the machines that will then automate it for you and like building up your village. And it's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed
Lego
Fortnite.
Wow, I didn't even know that part of it existed. All I knew is like Battle Royale is...
Yeah, well, Lego just came out like a couple months ago,
didn't
it?
Yeah, it's very new. Yeah, and then they just recently announced that Disney bought like 10% of Epic, who makes Fortnite. And so there's going to be a lot more like Disney collabs and stuff like that coming out, which is really exciting
because
I'm a Disney kid. So Fortnite, basically.
That's just so shocking to me because I would think like My Little Pony, like, Sunshine and like a Sunshine and Rainbows game would be what I would think. You, how did you get started playing Fortnite? Did you just, I'm going to try it out, or did someone?
It was a friend. A friend of mine was playing Fortnite really often, and I was spending a lot of time at his house. And so just watching, and it looks fun because it's not like... One of the things I do like about it is it's very cartoony. It's very, like, it's not gory when you kill someone. It's not like they just kind of evaporate. You know, there's blood. There's no, and that was really appealing to me because I do like sunshine and rainbows and happiness. So like the cartoony vibe of Fortnite really appeals to me.
Sweet.
And no, I just like watched someone play for a really long time before I was like, I think I could try this. This looks fun. And so then I started trying it over there and like just instantly fell in love with it.
That's cool.
And really have been kind of playing it ever since.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
And Alexa, what is your, as if I don't know, I don't live with you and see you playing this.
Baldur's Gate 3. That's all I've been playing. I finished one playthrough like completely.
And can you real quickly just tell, I'm sure most people know what it is, but there's going to be people that don't.
It's kind of a complicated premise. So depending on, because it's based on Dungeons and Dragons, right? And there are, I think there's 5, like, they're called origin characters. And you can play as any of them or make your own character. But there's also like a special like sixth option where you can make an origin character that has, because like you're the character that you create, you know, blank slate, doesn't have a backstory kind of a deal, but the origin character that you can create is called the Dark Urge, and it's a whole different experience like playing through it. Anyways, so main premise is you and like whoever you decide to play as get abducted by mind flayers, and they take you on board a nautiloid, and they put a tadpole, like an Elitha tadpole, behind your eye, you know, and usually. Like, within, like, 2 to 3 days, it would turn you into a mind flayer. But, for some reason, you and these other people with you aren't turning into mind flayers. And so, like, the whole, like, main quest is trying to get rid of these tadpoles. But as you go about that, you learn,
it's not that easy. Don't give spoilers. Yeah. Okay.
You learn, like, it's not that easy. And the quest, it just becomes a part of this bigger plot that just, you know, keeps, you know, getting bigger. But I did, so you might have heard, like, the meme where, you know, oh, I'm 70 hours in and I still haven't gotten to Baldur's Gate, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's, like, Act 3 is when you get to Baldur's Gate. And the best part of that is when you get there, it's, like the citizens of Baldur's Gate, it's, like, the studio went onto Fantasy Name Generator and just hit random. And it's like, it's truly like somebody's like campaign, you know, like DM just like, I need a character name, give me something. So I wrote down some of my favorites. This might have to become like a series, because there's like, I've only done this for like the last time that I played, and I've got like a page and a half of names. So I'll do like four or five.
Yeah, do five.
Five? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got Otter Dance Fenton.
Otter Dance.
First name Otter Dance.
Yes, that's Otter. One word. Yeah.
I know what I'm naming my firstborn child.
Yeah, and that was a halfling character. Fortuno Dibs was a human. Grunch.
just Grunch.
Grunch was a half orc. Billigan Indigo.
Wow.
Was a human. And my personal favorite, Hoots Hooligan. Who's a human? Yeah.
Can you imagine introducing yourself? What's up? I'm Hoots.
Yeah.
Hoots Hooligan.
And most of the ones I have written down are just from, because there's like the city, but there's like a town on the outskirts of the city called Rivington, and that's like mostly where I got all of these names from. Not even in like the city proper. Like I was just running around like, oh my god, Hoots Hooligan.
Just run around and ask everybody their name.
Yeah, just like, because you can, because I'm playing on the console on the PS5, so like you can hit square and then like a little menu comes up and you can hit examine, and so it like pops up with like their character sheet where you can see like that's their name and that's their race and that's their class and everything. So I was running around, square, examine, right? To everybody. It's so hilarious.
Yeah, because I'll hear her. She'd just be sitting in the living room just laughing. It's like, what's funny? And then she'll just read a name out. And it's like, I know exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Could you tell me that one that you told me?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday? So the one that started, because the list was Mom's idea, because she was like, you got to write those down and share them at the podcast. And I was like, okay. But the one that started it was, I told her about this one, Living Large Timbo. Who is dead when you come across him?
Oh,
no! He is not living large.
I need Living Large Timbo's entire backstory.
Right.
Yeah, I want a whole side video game.
Living Large Timbo.
It's like, that's the DLC.
Yeah. He's the new origin character that you can play as.
Yes. If this was a Baldur's Gate podcast, we should totally call it Live Enlarge Timbo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Dice Girls Live Enlarge. Live Enlarge.
Living large with the Dice Girls. Living large
with the Dice Girls. It just doesn't have the same ring.
It doesn't. You need to live in large Timbo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just sounds like a Sims expansion.
Yeah.
The Dice Girls.
Right. Imagine we become like a lore podcast where it's like, okay, I found this tiny scrap of evidence that this is where Living Large Timbo could have come from.
We just build his backstory.
So the soles of his shoes
are made with this specific type of leather
that you can only get. So we went and talked to the
Who's hooligan.
We went and talked to the what do you call that?
Shoe fixer.
We went and talked to the cobbler over there. And, oh, I remember. Not Hoots Hooligan. I remember Living Large Timbo. Man, was he living large.
You know, I was talking to his cousin just the other day. He has a cousin?
It's like the goat quest in Skyrim.
What?
The one. Oh, it's. There's a quest in Skyrim, spoilers for a like 20-year-old game here. There's a random quest you can get in Skyrim where like around level, I don't know, maybe 13, you walk into a bar and you get into a drinking contest with somebody and you black out. And you wake up and you don't know where you are or what happened, but somebody's mad at you and he wants his goat back. And I think you married the goat.
Oh.
No. So you're like, the whole quest is you trying to figure out who you married and like trying to fix, because you messed up a lot of different stuff and you're trying to right all of your wrongs.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out who the heck you married, and then turns out you married a hag.
So that's like Living Large Timbo's backstory what I imagine is something like that.
Yeah.
Just every day.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
So, okay, here's the question that I just remembered.
Nice!
But I don't know how we're going to do this because, okay, so when we sit down to do our session, every session breaks into two different episodes, which we're still going to do. But normally on chat style podcast, you don't have a break in the center.
Right.
You have a wrap up and then here's our next episode. But I just don't see how that's going to work because now we've been going for an hour and a half, almost maybe, I don't know, maybe like an hour, something like that. But so how are we going to split this up? I think people might forgive us on the first episode, and then we'll next time we get together we can kind of figure out, because it's hard to tell what's going to be exactly half because we had a lot of sound technical issues dealing with getting our tea and all that stuff, you know. So anyway, and then this conversation right here might be in the next episode. So go on our Discord.
Tell us what to do.
I think they would forgive us if we just, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
I don't think so either.
Because that's what they're used to. Because in Quest, I left in a lot of just our conversations and things. And so it would be when we first sat down to play, you'd be like, hey, how's it going? You guys remember where you are? Okay, here we go. We're starting out, whatever. Then we would play all the way through. And then halfway through, that would be another episode where that second episode doesn't start with any kind of a preamble kind of thing. So everybody's used to, if you don't like it,
you can just let us know in our Discord.
I think you should probably be nice because, you know,
you should just be nice in general.
There's only nice people in our Discord. It's I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to jinx us because we just have such a great group. But I think everybody will be fine.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to have a problem with that.
Yeah, I feel like like, I don't know. I can't see mean people being a fan of us.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah,
they wouldn't have gotten this far if they were mean.
Right. No, like, I'm not. I don't like this. I started on the third campaign. Yeah. Well, I don't think this is not a campaign, but I started on the third.
Isn't it though?
Yeah, it is. Third adventure. The third adventure. Yeah, the third adventure. I think they would be fine with us the way we do things.
Yeah.
Because it's part of our charm.
It is.
You know, it's strange to think that just like right now, right this minute, I could get in my car and just drive to Wyoming. Do you ever think about that?
She has been talking about Wyoming for the past like 3 days.
You think, well, you've done it.
All the time. I mean, want to do it again.
Right.
Wyoming.
Nice. I was watching a show that was kind of based in, it was based in Wyoming.
Oh.
But, and while I was watching, I was thinking, I could just get in my car right now and drive to that place. Which is we are like a freeing kind of feeling.
It's a weird like power of it's like the bigger version of I could just go to the store and buy a cake.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a birthday party.
Right.
I could just buy it. I'm an adult. I can buy a cake.
Yes.
It's like a big version of that.
Right.
Right.
Like I could just drive to Wyoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that's a cool explanation for that.
Right. It is. Yeah. That's a really good way.
I'm an adult. Like I can do stuff.
I can do things. Yeah.
But if you're listening and you're not an adult, or you're somewhere where you can't do things,
or your car won't start.
Yeah, I actually can't do any of this right now.
Ashley could not just get in her car and drive to Wyoming.
No. Ashley had a rough start to the day. We got a message, my car won't start, so.
Yep.
We were sitting here, because I was already here, and like my phone dinged, and then I hear Alexa's phone ding and Kim's phone ding, and I'm like, I bet that's Ashley.
Glad that somebody checked, because I was afraid that like you guys were setting up and everything, and like nobody was going to look at their phone for 20 minutes when they realized that 20 minutes went by and I still hadn't shown up. That was great.
Yeah,
but when you do get your car fixed, and it's probably just a battery, then you can go to Wyoming, or you just ride with me if you want.
Dice Girls road trip.
Yeah, we did that one time. Yeah. No, twice.
Yeah, twice.
Twice. We did just recently for our 5th year anniversary. We went out to the place that they call Mars and took a lot of photos and had picnic and had a great time. But then the time before that was like years.
Like 3 years ago.
Which is the only other time we've done any kind of traveling was we went to the north rim of the Grand Canyon and walked through the forest.
That was pandemic.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. So, that was 4 or 5 years ago. So, was that during was that like our first year?
It had to have been.
That sounds too...
Too fast?
Fast. Yeah. I was going to say adventurous for our first year.
Was that in our first year? It was pre-pandemic. This is 2024. That was 4 years ago.
At least.
That all started.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because we started the podcast in 2018.
Something like that.
Like November? 18,
19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Oh, we're in our 6th year.
Yeah.
Right now.
June 30th, 2019.
Is when we went to the Dice Girls.
Wow.
Or when we went to the forest, the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Yeah. We had we had such a fun day because there's this little restaurant up. And it's North Rim, I think I said that. And there's on the way there, there's a little, it's not even really a town. It's Jacob Lake. Where they have the Jacob Lake Inn, which is like an old cabin looking kind of thing. And you go in and have lunch and milkshakes. And then you drive like 20 minutes past it, 30 minutes maybe past
it. I guess
that.
It is considered a town.
Is
a small unincorporated community.
Yeah.
Aww. On the Kaibab.
It's a community on the Kaibab.
Yeah.
So that was our... We need to do another... another adventure like that. I don't know. It's hard with, because Alexa's schedule, she works nights.
Yeah.
And she just works nights.
Yeah. Yeah. Graveyard gang.
Yeah. Makes it difficult.
At some point we should all take like a Vegas vacation. Just oh the Dice Girls do Vegas.
We could throw dice in Vegas. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we could. There's so many fun things to do in Vegas that like don't. I feel like when people hear Vegas, they think drinking and gambling.
Right. Yes.
I don't really participate in either of those activities, and I love Las Vegas. There's,
you do?
Yes, there's always something to do. There's always shows to go see. There's like the window shopping in all of the, even like looking at the hotels. Like one of the activities that I did one time was literally just walking through the Venetian.
Okay, looking up at the ceiling.
Gorgeous and, everywhere.
Right.
And like there's just so much there. It's so fun.
So shocked to hear you say that you love Vegas.
I love it. It's so fun. There's the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Right.
There's like the big Ferris wheel. There's like VR places. There's like Ethel M's Candy Factory, kind of like outside of Vegas. And for Christmas time every year, they decorate with hundreds of thousands of lights. Their whole property is covered in Christmas lights. And it's free. You to go walk around in it outside. Like,
oh my gosh.
I've never been to Vegas and been bored. Is there's always something to do.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we're like, what, 4 hours from Vegas? 5 hours driving?
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not far at all.
Yeah. What about you, Ash? Do you like Vegas?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like the gambling part?
No, I don't gamble or drink or anything either. But like I've been there a few times and I've seen shows and stuff.
Seeing the shows.
Like walked around, walked up the strip and stuff like that. Like I didn't do a whole lot. Mm. So
But what about you? Do you like...
The only... Like, 7 years ago, we went to a Supernatural convention there. And we did the strip, like, the first night we got there, like, before it started and everything. We had Korean barbecue. It was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But before that, the only other time we went to Vegas was... all I can remember from
that
is,
you remember
is Circus.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Specifically, the SpongeBob SquarePants ride that they had at Circus. I don't know if they still have it, but like it was like one of those like rides where it's like everybody's on this like big like seat, and it like it moves and you're like they're like bubbles blow and stuff, and it was like the whole it was like. Because I think it was an episode where the guy comes in and he doesn't want pickles on his burger.
Yes!
Yeah, that was like the whole plot of the ride.
I know the episode that you're talking about.
Yeah. I just remember because like, and then like the whole thing would move and there were bubbles and that's about all I have of Vegas.
That's nice. Fun.
Nice. They do. I think they, I don't know if they still have the SpongeBob ride, but I know at Circus, like, every half hour or so, there's like a free little show. That's a certain they put on like a little show.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just lots to do.
Yeah.
The first time I went to Circus was when I was a little kid. Mm. I mean, I must have been like 5 or something.
Wow.
And I had to go to the bathroom. So my mom was taking me. We were walking through. We got totally lost. And then we walked in and we wound up, we were in the big top, in the circus thing, the stage.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Walking across and we're just so confused looking around. There were no animals out or anything, but there's performers and stuff. We're walking, and then someone comes rushing up.
Oh my gosh.
You can't be in here. And so so they directed us to the bathroom. And that was the same time when we're sitting in our seats. One of the clowns comes out, and you don't like balloons. Bother you to hear about balloons?
Fine.
Okay, if you have balloon, if you don't like balloons, don't listen to this part. So the clown has this big, gigantic balloon and a gigantic pin, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And so my mom leans over and tells me, okay, so he's going to pop the balloon. It might be kind of loud, so don't get startled, you know? So he does and he's, like, miming that he's going to pop the balloon, and he's running around like, oh, no, I didn't do it that time, you know? So then he popped the balloon. My mom is the only one. In the whole entire circus, it just went, oh!
Oh my god. That's
good times, Mom.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, and another time that we were in, she took me, I was 13, I think. She took me to see Friday the 13th. And so it's the very first movie. And okay, spoiler if you haven't seen the first movie. So it's getting to, okay, all the killing, everything's dead, Jason's dead, whatever. And then there's the end scene of the movie where one of the girls is on the lake in a rowboat, just kind of like trailing her hand in the water, you know, and there's this like soft like conclusion music going, and my mom leans over, she goes, "You realize that Jason is probably in the water, so don't be scared because he's probably gonna jump out of the water." So she's trailing her fingers through the water, and all of a sudden just, you know, he comes bursting out of the water. My mom's the only one in the whole theater. She screamed at the top of her lungs.
Oh my god,
that's hilarious.
Good time. So okay, I have a, okay, can you give me, we need to roll for something because we still,
yeah. Oh yeah, are we the were dice, gonna roll for initiative,
yeah, to see who
first.
okay, everybody get a d20. Does everybody bring a d20?
No, because we have, time.
Can
I think
you just,
we have four of them.
Yeah, give us four of them. So we'll go ahead and we'll roll for initiative to see who goes first.
Okay, first
ready?
What?
I don't know yet.
the outro? Or...
Yeah, good idea.
I got 11.
7.
1.
Okay, I got a 10.
Oh, we're all pretty close.
Does that mean it's me?
Yeah.
What are you?
11?
Yeah. 11.
Congratulations, Becca.
I'm the lucky winner.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
What am I doing?
I don't know.
I did have another, like, this one is kind of an older question that I had written down. And it was something that I still think about to this day, but for a while, a couple months back, there was like this whole big like glitter conspiracy.
Yes.
Where someone came out with like, they work in the glitter industry and like it all traces back to like, basically there's one company that buys like a ridiculous percentage of the world's glitter, and they don't want people to know what company it is, but it's like something that we use every day, they said. And so like then people started trying to figure out what is the product and what is the company that buys up all the glitter.
Okay, I saw TikTok about this like yesterday or the day before.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And I don't want to misquote anything because I don't remember if I watched all the way through, but the person who made the TikTok said that they had discovered, so this is all speculation.
Yes.
That it was U.S. military who would drop it out of the back of, like, fighter jets because it would mess up the radar and make it look like there's, like, a storm or something, you know, falling.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was, like, stealth. Kind of stealth thing, you know, like
yeah, that
the
would
plane wouldn't show up
sense.
On the radar.
Wow.
I'm not saying that's it. That is just something that I saw like literally like yesterday or the day before
that's
yesterday.
Crazy.
And that was the first time I had seen that in months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I wonder like, that's wild. I wonder if that wouldn't just leave like so much glitter.
Right. Yeah.
Everywhere.
In the middle of everywhere.
Yeah. Or would it be so dispersed that you might not even really see it because the wind is going to catch pieces of it?
Right.
Oh, because I was thinking, like, how could this be such a big secret if there's just glitter all over the ground?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So somebody is buying most of the world's glitter and using it. And it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that would make sense that it would have something to do with the military.
Yeah, because the lady who came out and said that, she was like, you would be surprised.
Yes.
You would be very surprised by who is the person buying up most of the glitter.
Yeah,
like Illuminati.
Right, yeah. So then
it's
yeah.
secret parties or it's military. Like, right, those are
right, the right. I know, because then people, like, the first thing that people were saying was, like, boats.
Boat paint.
Boat
yeah,
paint.
It's like,
or
that's not, like, surprising, that's not, you know? Yeah, like,
yeah. That would not be surprising.
Yeah.
So the question was posed however many months ago, mm-hmm. and then, like, a couple months later, I was sick and I was using a tissue to blow my nose. And that tissue looks sparkly from, like, the
top. I know
top
what you're talking about.
They're sparkly.
After you used it?
No,
or...
before I used it. Yeah, I have Sparkle Snot. that's my Baldur's Gate name, Sparkle Snot. Sparkle Snot Shenaniganator. But no, and so for a minute, I thought, like, what if it's tissues?
Right.
What if all our glitter is in our tissues?
Right.
Because they're very sparkly.
They, yeah, they've got, like, a shimmer to
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying, because I remember seeing another theory that looked really good, but I can't remember mm-hmm. what it is. But it was like, oh, yeah, that would be surprising if glitter was used there.
Because, like, my immediate thought is, like, cosmetics.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then that's not like shocking. Yeah. Why would yeah. that need to be a secret?
Yeah.
My first thought was like magicians. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Las yeah. Vegas buys 97% of the world's glitter.
We need to make a trip to Vegas, do a little investigating to see if we
see
can.
A magician.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have information on the black glitter market?
How much glitter do you have on your person right now?
We just wait for him in the alley. We wouldn't even have to pay to go to the show.
Right.
Oh, and he's a magician, so he just pulls it endlessly out of his pocket.
We just do like a deep investigative report on glitter.
Right.
Yeah.
The Dice Girls do journalism.
Yeah. We all become private investigators.
And for some reason, we still have to roll dice.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So... okay, so we're not going to do two different intros. Like, okay, so I don't know if we've told you this before, but for our quest episodes, when we would first start, we would say quest in two different ways. So that way we had a funny quest intro for each segment. So, but we're not going to do that this time. Ash. While I'm thinking of it, this just popped in my head. We need a new color for the elf girl logo for Shemoth. Like we need a new color for our new episode.
Okay.
But so did we decide what we're calling this?
I don't think we threw out a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just thought like we could call the Dice Girls Variety Hour. And we split this first thing that we're doing up into two episodes. And so, like, we kind of don't know what we're doing, splitting them up yet. So we call it the Dice Girls Variety Hour, part one, part two. Like, wait, hang on. There was a joke there. There was a joke in there. It's gone. It's something about the...
You got this.
Like, if each episode was going to be 30 minutes, the variety hour, is that what you mean? It would be part one and part two?
Sure. I don't remember. Maybe, I don't... Dang it, I don't know.
We're all staring at you right now.
Oh, great. I'm sweating a lot, so I can tell.
So, but I do like the Dice Girls variety. I don't know if we should say hour because it's
right.
It would have to be like variety sometimes show. Mm-hmm. The Dice Girls variety 38 minutes.
Right.
You know?
Variety time.
Variety time.
Variety blank.
Right.
Variety time. I kind of like variety time.
Will there really be that much variety? Do we have the audacity to call it the variety time? if we just sit here and talk every day.
It just could be the Dice Girls, the audacity.
The audacity of the Dice Girls. Yes.
Yeah.
And where's friendship?
Friendship.
Yeah.
Ship of friends variety hour. That's too long.
The variety ship of friend hour.
Podcast.
Right. Yeah.
.com.
I bet that's
every
available.
Every time I hear podcast, .com is yes. what comes after it in my head because it's the Dice Girls Podcast.com.
Yes. I love that. Man, it's hard naming stuff.
It is.
Not the Dice Girls. We got that quick.
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
Who, Becca came up with that one?
I think probably. So.
I don't remember. I know we had a list of like possible names.
But like when we got to the Dice Girls, we were like, is that taken? No?
Yeah.
It is now.
It is now.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be just like the Dice Girls on a roll. It could be...
That's cute.
I like that.
You like that?
On a roll.
On a roll.
I think that's adorable.
Because we did roll.
We did.
Technically. Did we ever follow through with the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Becca came up with the question. The glitter,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll become more, like, succinct in our... No, we won't. I mean, it's not like...
We won't?
Not like... I mean, it's kind of just... entertaining to think of us having like kind of like a format, you know,
right,
where
right.
we you yeah. know what to expect. But no,
I don't think anybody could accuse us of being succinct.
No,
we're gonna come here and we're gonna have fun, and that's it
whether you like it or not.
Yeah,
you're gonna laugh, you're gonna have to pull your car
the Dice
over
Girls, that's it.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Right.
Yeah.
The Dice Girls.
So, did we come up with a name?
No.
Dice can be like Dice Chat because we're not talking about gaming or dicing or whatever.
Chat circle?
Dicing.
Chat. Like
we're chat all chopping circle? Tomatoes. We learned to chop tomatoes from you.
Right?
Yeah, I tried to look up like...
Like, variety is the dice of life.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of long, though. Variety is the dice of life. The dice of life.
Yeah, just the dice of life.
The dice of life.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Yeah. I mean, I hate it, but it works so well.
Do we do it like the Dice Girls : the Dice of Life? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we'd have to have the Dice Girls in there. Yeah. And then we still have two... Well, no, we're only going to have like a week before this comes out. So if you have something else that pops into your head, let us know. But I think Alexa's getting tired. She's going to have to go to bed here pretty soon. Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, you have to go to bed?
I just can't. I couldn't sleep. And I'm I feel like I just could lay down and take a nap. Right
you probably now. Should.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't have anywhere else to be.
Right?
The Dice Girls pre-nap chit-chat. Right.
Yeah.
The Dice Girls, Alexa's bedtime stories.
Yeah. Would you do that? Would you, like, make up a story?
Well, no, you guys are telling me stories because I'm about to go to bed.
Because she's the one going to bed.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Bedtime stories for Alexa.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming to... Oh, let's hold on. Can you video from your perspective, Alexa? Tell me when. Thank you for joining us on our first episode of The Dice of Life. Or
whatever we decide to call it.
Or whatever we're going to call it. We appreciate you being here. This has been an honor to serve you, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Thanks for laughing with us.
Yeah, make other people be in it,
everybody.
Too.
Thanks for laughing with us.
Yeah, thanks for laughing with us. And we're grateful for your presence. Not presents, like you don't have to send us presents. We meant like you being here with us. Okay. Thank you. So yeah, okay. So if you want to see, if you want to see the videos that we've taken throughout our session, come on into our Patreon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we do like the Dice of Life on three, or just the Dice Girls? Should we just do the Dice Girls? Ready?
So. It sounds like we're all gonna put our hands
yeah,
in.
Yeah, let's yeah, all yeah. put our hands in.
Like we're ready. Cheering. I didn't mean it.
Okay. We're all putting our hands in.
And on three.
Dice Girls on three. One, two, three. The Dice Girls!
Is that our sign off for this new
Yeah.